Boise State's athletic director, Kurt Apsey, joining us here in studio. I want to get to some of these Q&As from some of these people and get to the baseball issue and so forth. This was a holdover, Kurt. We know that Mark Coyle's now at Syracuse. Would there ever be any cooperative nature, even though they're all the way in New York, with a home-and-home or anything with Syracuse in football or basketball?
Well, I saw him at the convention, and we I asked him, you know, when you guys coming? When's Boeheim coming to Taco Bell Arena? He wasn't all the way against it. We'll probably talk later this month, and he's got, I think, a few holes in his schedule down the road like we do in football. So, I mean, anything's a possibility. It's just such a long ways away. And with all the other things that we have going on in the road where we're going either back to the Midwest or the South or the East, I think we just have to be a little careful in football. But in basketball, you know, and this is without talking to Coach Rice, so this is just, you know, my opinion, but, you know, we'd love to do something with them. Mark and I just, we really didn't talk about it much, but I could certainly see, you know, myself reaching out to him at some point to talk about it.
Yeah, see if it's possible.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't seem to be as possible in the short term was the article that Chad Kraft, the Athletic Association, wrote in a conversation with Dr. Custer about baseball, and that to make it happen by 2018 in a partnership with the Hawks was what was being considered. It doesn't look like that could happen. Maybe 5 years from now, it could be considered to be feasible. What's your reaction to not having this opportunity here in the short term?
I'm on the same page as the president. We've talked about it a lot. I think I told you the last time we talked about this. It's certainly not something that's been taken off the table, but as you mentioned, it has been tabled. Cost of attendance has played a huge role in at least delaying that. But I'm still not opposed to it. I think baseball is a great sport. I think people in Boise would support it. And hopefully we can continue to, you know, keep that in front of us and consider it going forward. I would just say that, you know, the timeline, at least for now, is probably a little more questionable.
You've got soccer. You're a former soccer player at a high level. So obviously, and I know your family is very associated with soccer. This isn't about you, but would you also be willing to entertain the possibility of soccer? I said it earlier. I thought it might be a cheaper way to go and more friendly in terms of potential revenue in this community, but maybe not so much.
You know, again, it's a sport that probably is similar in cost, I would say. I don't know exactly what it would be, but you know, you got two or three full-time assistants. You got 25 people on the roster. You know, soccer's probably a little different than baseball for us because we already have a facility, so you wouldn't actually have that cost. You probably have some more maintenance because you got more people playing on it and all that, but that really, at least to this point, hasn't been discussed.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a lot of things that want to get done. Like we mentioned last time in that long-range plan, there's a aquatic center for the swimming and diving, and what's the number it would take to build a new swimming facility and
so
forth?
You know, from our homework and what we've looked at, it could be anywhere from, you know, 10 to 20 million bucks, depending on what you do. And, you know, as we were discussing earlier, you also have to just look at it from a maintenance standpoint and certainly not, no pun intended, not out of the water at this point, but I mean, it's something in our long range plan that we would try and like to do, for our program. They've been very, very successful. Coach Kip coming from USC has been around the block a few times and has some good ideas. So we're talking about it. And it's on our list. And we'll just have to kind of keep striving to make hopefully that a reality sometime soon.
Gabe Zimprater on Sports Radio The Ticket with Kurt Apsey, Ask the AD, every Thursday at 5 o'clock here on Sports Radio The Ticket. The issue at the NCAA level surprised me. Kurt, maybe they were talking about at the convention to allow alcohol sales at the College Baseball World Series. Mm-hmm. First time the NCAA has ever done that. And at face value, I said, okay, they finally figured out they can make some money here. And then I read the reason they officially released. They said, maybe this will stop the binge drinking from the people in the parking lots before they get in there. And that's the reason they gave. That was their words, their release. And do you think this makes any headway across the country when the NCAA is getting in this so it loosens up other states? Or was there any more talk amongst UADs about how much money are you making on all that Budweiser?
I had a few conversations about it. You know, I think the one thing that's different, regardless of why they decided it, one of the things I think that makes it easier to make a decision like that is that when the facility is not on a campus. So if I'm not mistaken, I don't think the facility at the College World Series is on a campus,
no.
Or is it?
No.
I don't think it is.
No.
They sell beer at bowl games. They probably sold beer at the national championship. But again, those are places that aren't on campuses. And I think that's where you start to draw a fine line is when you've got a facility that's on campus. Mm-hmm. Now all of a sudden that is certainly looked at differently. And I don't know if that's the reason. I can tell you that revenue was part of the reason. And, mm-hmm. and if someone's saying it isn't, I mean, in terms of, you know, Jeff, the comment about people maybe drinking more in the stadium instead of before the game. I mean, I guess there's probably some truth to that. I think maybe also that what might contribute to that, I don't know if this is a policy there, but if they have a no entry policy for the World Series, so if you leave, you can't come back in.
Right.
People probably tend to stay in the stadium more. They want to have something to drink. They probably don't drink as much because now they got to pay for a beer that's, you know, $8 instead of a 12-pack that's $8. You know, so, I mean, that would make some sense to me. I don't...
Right.
I'm sure that was part of their reasoning, but I'm sure there was a lot of other reasons that went into that decision. So
we had some questions about this David Lucero situation, who was dismissed from the football team. Prater and I both remarked we had not seen, I don't recall, many athletic directors coming in and saying, this just doesn't fit our values. This mm-hmm. just doesn't fit what we're all about. We know there's been news and events around this subject, around the athletic department, a couple of times.
Yeah.
And how serious was this? Was there ever a chance David Lucero would ever have had a chance to come back? Or mm-hmm. what else can you say about this?
Well, I think there's always a chance. As we always do, we did our due diligence. Our internal investigation that we did probably took a little longer than expected. We did not want to make a decision like that unless we felt very strongly about it. I would say one of the reasons probably that I made the comment publicly was because it was so public. And that's a real sensitive issue. And I feel bad that we had to go down that road, but I feel strongly about it. And like I said, it just doesn't align with the core values of our department. And, you know, we made that decision. And I really truly hope that David ends up going the right direction, which I think he will. I hope he will. And, you know, I wish him the best of luck.
You said your internal investigation, to some degree, this athletic department has always, you know, sniffed around for the facts. But in this day and age, how formal has that become where you have to go out and figure out what happened on your own, do your own independent research, and come to your own independent conclusion? Mm-hmm. Is that something where your athletic department has really had to step up, or is that just still more of a case-by-case basis?
No, I think we've had to step it up because I think it's across the country, you know, that – There's just certain areas of concern that probably raise a bigger red flag. And I go back to the point of this being just so public, you know, when it happened. And so, and it's not just the athletic department. We work with our Title IX office across campus. We work with our student body or our student services department. You know, human resources gets involved at some point. So there's just a lot of people on campus. And again, I applaud everybody that was involved in it, and we make sure that we have all the facts before we make a decision like this, because it does affect, you know, a young man or a young woman's life, and we want to make sure that if we make that decision, we've got everything in front of us that makes us feel confident that we're making the right decision. And sometimes, you know, that takes a little longer than we'd like.
One of the unique factors of this case was the fact that it involved another student athlete within your athletic department. Did that play any kind of a role? Because I can't imagine that not being awkward at one point or another, or were the facts alone in this case with David and what he did, was that enough for you to make your decision?
I'm just going to stick to the decision. You know, I made the comment and, you know, Mike, I apologize, but I really don't want to get into that. I don't think it matters, to be honest with you, that it was another student athlete. I don't think that's what this is about. And like I said, we spent a lot of time investigating it, making sure that we had all the facts in front of us before we made the decision. And I'll just leave it at that.
Kurt Apsey, Ask the AD, here on Sports Radio The Ticket every Thursday at this time, from 5 to 5:30 approximately. I know the basketball team's on the road to Wyoming, but the women's team is here. There's a lot of people showed up at Taco Bell Arena last Saturday for a big game with San Diego State. I think Coach Rice made a pretty interesting comment I hadn't thought about. Only 5 more home games for those kids, and they're done.
Yeah, Yeah. You know, you got Anthony, Mikey Thompson. Those are our two seniors that are going to be missed. It's always sad to see guys that have been around the program for that long and contributed everything that they've been about. But I know they're excited. They're fired up about where this season's going. I mean, that loss hurt on Saturday with all those folks in there. And, you know, we just didn't shoot it well. We did everything else pretty darn good. I mean, we D'd it up and we rebounded well and hustled and we just couldn't make a shot. And that happens sometimes. And then you turn around, you know, 4 days later and Nick Duncan hits five in a row. So, you know, those guys are good players. The good thing about this team, I think, is that they've all been there before except for a couple of them. They're resilient. You know, this season's a long, long season. And to me, you know, it's how you're playing at the end of January and February that's going to determine what the season's going to look like. And these guys have been down that road before and they know what to expect. So I'm hopeful that we keep this thing going, and I know they're fired up to finish this season off the right way.
One of the things that's happening down there, I don't think it's ever happened before, but you know, James Webb is an NBA potential kid, mm-hmm. and you mentioned the two seniors who are leaving, but if we're literally down to the last five home games, we could be down to the last five home games of his career. It's a good problem to have, but mm-hmm. how is the athletic department approaching that? Are you just kind of sitting back, being a fan, and soaking it all in, or do you guys get proactive and interactive with that decision and his future?
Well, Coach Rice definitely does. That staff plays a huge role in that, and I think, you know, Leon would tell you the same thing. He just makes sure that James understands all of his options, that we're going to support him. At the end of the day, I really do think that a head coach will sit down with a young man like that and say, hey, here's your options. I would hope that James would lean on Coach to give him some advice, but you know, we've given advice to guys in football and they've gone. And for the most part, it's worked out. And so, I mean, I hope he stays. I think he'd be, you know, a much better player coming out, but that's going to be a decision that, Leon and that staff will help him with. He's obviously going to have to talk to his family about that. James is a special kid. I don't know if you've ever had a conversation with him, he's just really impressive. He's a great leader. He does it the right way, and I'm sure that at the end of the day, he'll make the best decision for him and his family with the advice and the you know, just the input from Coach, because I think he's got a lot of trust, you know, that Leon will guide him in the right direction. But at the end of the day, it's going to be his choice.
Good stuff, Kurt. Thanks for coming in once again.
Appreciate it, guys.